This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
98.9 FM Murray Country. Now, a bit of a different interview for us this morning.
We like different, Tariana, though.
Now, we all know that we've moved back into remote learning and New South Wales has been in there for a little while, and it can't be easy. Like, I'm very grateful that I finished school probably about 4 to 6 months before COVID really
I'm
hit.
I'm grateful I don't have children that are old enough to be in school yet.
Yeah, well, it's hopefully if we're still doing home learning by the time your kid's old enough, we've got it down packed enough that we've worked it out by now. But we do have someone very special to talk to us this morning, Jackie Herman. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're good.
We are amazing. We're amazing. Now, Jackie, tell everyone a little bit about what you do.
All right. So to give you a little bit of history, I've worked in primary school education forever. I was a primary school teacher. I'm down in Sydney, so unfortunately, brighter up there.
God bless you.
the never-ending lockdown down here. But yeah, so I've worked in primary school education forever. Was a classroom teacher down here for 28 years. But then about almost 6 years ago, I moved into the very exciting world of digital mathematics. So I've been visiting schools all over the place, all over Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, pretty much everywhere in the last 5 or 6 years, teaching mathematics and more specifically around digital mathematics and MATFIC. Obviously, can't travel too much lately. But
so is most of your stuff online, is it?
Yes, it is. So that's what I was going to say. Thankfully, if this pandemic had to happen and shift to remote learning, at least it's in an era when we've got things available to us that we can use. You know, there's Zoom and Google Classrooms and amazing digital resources that teachers can get their hands on.
And what have you, I suppose, with this stuff, what have you found challenging, Jackie, the most? Is it, you know, is it keeping kids' attention spans? You know, obviously doing primary school, we do have some kids who have obviously a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm. That would have been me. That would have been me. I would have been like, "Oh, shiny."
You probably didn't want to answer that question, but I just find it. You know, I respect you a lot for doing this because, as a teacher, you know, you have to move in that direction.
Yes, and you know, I think that the biggest issue is probably the fear of the unknown.
Yep.
So with this pandemic, there's so much uncertainty. You don't know from one day to the next, are we going to be teaching remotely or are we going to be back in the classroom?
Yeah.
It seems to change and fluctuate very frequently. So it's that's what's causing most of the anxiety. Because we've all been through it before, teachers are getting very good at it.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, there's really kind of three stakeholders here. You've got your teachers, you've got your students, and you've got your parents.
Oh, I can't imagine trying to teach your kid everything without being a teacher. And I remember when I was doing homework at school, I'd bring it home and Dad would be like, "This has changed so much since I was a kid." He's like, I can't help you with this.
Mm, and we hear that a lot. And, you know, that's where digital resources, good ones, can really help, particularly with mathematics, because a lot of parents say they're worried about teaching their students the wrong way because methods have changed since they were at school. So if schools are using a very current, good quality of maths resource, particularly at the moment, digital resource, online resource, that takes the pressure off the parents.
Yeah.
And I think out of those three key stakeholders, the anxiety levels are probably highest in the parents. Because they are working as well. They're often working from home too. So to be managing their own tasks as well as the students is not easy. One piece of advice I give parents often during remote learning is that your school hasn't gone away. The teacher hasn't gone away.
Yep.
They're still there to support you. You don't have to have this burden entirely on your own shoulders. So if your child is struggling, don't be afraid to contact your teacher or the school in the same way that you would normally.
Mm.
Yeah,
good advice.
Yeah, very good advice. I mean, you put it perfectly there. As a parent, you're right. You don't want to give your kids the wrong information. So, I mean, with yourself, having these conversations is perfect, and giving the parents the license to be able to call the teachers is so important as well.
Yeah, look, it's easier said than done, but sometimes the parents do need to take a little step back and put faith in not just the school, but in your own child as well, that they know what they're doing, they understand what's ahead of them. Don't hover too much, you know, just put a little bit of trust and faith, help where you're needed, set up the nice routines for your children, that's important. But then you do have to maybe just put a bit of trust in your child and the child's teacher in school that they know, they've got a handle on it, they know what they're doing.
Awesome. Well, I mean,
God bless you, Jackie.
Yeah. It does seem like we're sort of, especially down in Sydney, that's sort of going to be the new normal for a while. So how is, first of all, what company do you work for? Tell the listeners that. And also, how is it improving the experience?
Okay, so as I said, yes, if we have to have this happen, at least it's during what teachers are going through at the moment, it's so stressful. So we're actually offering Matific free for the whole term for any school in Australia that wants it. And that helps with that uncertainty because, as I said, this term, term three, there's so much fluctuation between going back to school and then you're back in lockdown again. So this will give you certainty no matter what the situation. So it's called Matific, M-A-T-I-F-I-C. Just go to the site, matific.com. And if your school's not using it, if you're a parent, just let your teacher, your school know that it's available for whole school participation. Every student, every teacher can have it free this term.
I'm embedding that quite a few teachers would love to take you up on that.
Definitely.
Andy, too.
Yeah.
Well, we have been swamped, I must say. We've been inundated, which is great. Look, we're only too happy to help. And the main thing, our goal is to increase student engagement and learning in mathematics. We so often see students at an early age actually already don't like math, and that's quite sad. In fact, there was a survey recently that showed with Year 4 students, so we're talking about age 9 or 10 years of age, already 25% of Australian students don't like math. That's a worry because if they don't like it in Year 4, the likelihood is they're not going to like it forever and we're probably going to lose even more along the way. So we really want students loving maths when they're young, and Matific does that. The graphics, the technology used, it's quite amazing.
I might have to get on
really,
it.
it's really clever. Yes, give it a go if you're an adult. Go on there.
I'm going to, I think.
Sample activities you can try. It's very clever in the way it teaches math concepts, but it's all wrapped up in a really fun way so that students are enjoying their math.
Yep.
The thing that the parents love the most, we were talking about before, it shows and guides the students how to deal with the concept. So it takes the burden off the parents. So if a child is struggling, there's built-in scaffolding and guidance, so they're not relying on the parent to show them what to do.
This sounds amazing. This sounds amazing.
I've seen it in the classroom myself. I actually saw the change in my students, the change in their attitudes, how the positivity towards mathematics grew, something like that. You know, I know that times are difficult with remote learning, but there can be positives out of it. If one of the positives is that teachers are actually more encouraged to go and see what new resources are out there, well, that's the positive. So anyway, happy to help any Queensland schools up there, any schools in Australia, actually. Just go to matific.com and you can register your school. We'll set you up right away with free access.
Very exciting. Well, thank you so much, Jackie. As someone who didn't do so great at math right up until year 12. This would have been very handy to have had.
It's not never too late. Go on Matific and take a look.
She's shaking her head here thinking she might not be.
I talk for a living. It's all good. but for all those kids that are struggling or parents that think that the school would benefit from it, make sure you jump on. Thank you so much, Jackie, for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
My
Jackie.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.